Welcome to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, we're going to consider two points of English usage. The first has to do with the use of words like
every, everyone,
each one, and all.
The second is about the use of the expression
go slow.
We take the words every, each, and their compounds first. The problem with these words is about the choice of an appropriate personal pronoun to agree with them. Let's briefly illustrate what the notion pronoun agreement is in general. Now listen.
Jane bought her own lunch.
Jane bought her own lunch. The pronoun her refers back to the noun Jane in the sentence. Jane and the pronoun her are said to agree because both are singular and both are feminine. The two constituents of the sentence are said to agree in number and gender. This is a widespread phenomenon in English and the grammar of many of the world's languages.
Jane bought her own lunch.
And not
Jane bought his own lunch.
No.
Jane bought their own lunch.
I assume that my listeners know that Jane is feminine. If the subject of the sentence had been John and Jane, the correct form would have been
John and Jane bought their own lunch.
There is the pronoun which agrees with the plural subject John and Jane in number. They are both plural. There is neutral with respect to gender. It is both feminine and masculine. There is a problem with words and phrases like each.
Each person, everyone, every person.
Now, what should be the form of the pronoun which agrees with these words? Now listen.
Each bought his own lunch.
Each bought her own lunch.
The question has been asked, which of these sentences is correct? The answer is, both are correct. His can agree with each because each can be taken as masculine, but so can her, which also agrees with each. It can also be taken as a feminine word.
Each bought his own lunch.
Each bought her own lunch.
The assumption made by both Kofi and Ajo is that each is decidedly masculine or feminine. But each need not be decidedly masculine or decidedly feminine. In the sentence,
John and Jane bought their own lunch.
Should the pronoun be his, as in
John and Jane both bought his own lunch?
Or should it be her?
John and Jane both bought her own lunch.
I suppose both sentences would be rejected by many people. Neither his nor her can logically refer back to John and Jane at the same time. Several years ago, the rule was, use the form his to refer to the words every and each and its compounds. For example,
everyone should buy his own lunch.
Every person should buy his own lunch.
His was considered a common neutral pronoun for both masculine and feminine nouns. In consideration of this, most people would accept Kofi's sentence and Ajo's sentence.
Everyone should buy his own lunch.
every person should buy his own lunch.
Even if everyone included both male and female. But not a Jewish sentence.
Everyone should buy her own lunch.
If everyone referred to both male and female. People who are sensitive to gender considerations use a conjunction of pronouns, say his or her, to agree with the word everyone, as in
everyone should buy his or her own lunch.
However, some think that this construction is clumsy, especially in a long and continuous conversation where the pronouns are to be repeated several times. Many speakers and writers who reject the two proposals would prefer the neutral pronoun there, as in
everyone should buy their own lunch.
There agrees with everyone. The word everyone, notionally, is plural. It means any and all persons. We've met three possibilities, represented by one,
everyone should buy his own lunch.
Two,
everyone should buy his or her own lunch.
Three,
everyone should buy their own lunch.
All three are possible and are used. Some appear to think that the third possibility is wrong. I don't think so. It is used frequently by educated British and American English speakers. Now we turn to our next point of usage.
Go slow.
Go slow. This expression has often been used in this country and some West African countries to refer to heavy traffic. For example,
I was late for the football match because of the heavy go slow.
The implication being,
I was late because of the heavy traffic.
Go slow does not mean heavy traffic in international English. It refers to
a type of industrial protest in support of which workers intentionally work more slowly than usual in order to frustrate employers.
The hope of strikers is that in their frustration and fear of loss of profits, the employer will accede to their demands. For example,
the drivers' union have voted to adopt go slow tactics to press home their demands for better conditions of service.
They have decided to work slowly than usual, thereby reducing productivity.
Do you mean go slow does not mean the slow movement of traffic?
No, no. Not in internationally accepted English usage.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.